You're listening to I Love It When, and I'm your host, Mo. I'm a speaker, coach, and connector. You're in the right place if you're looking for some inspiration and you're ready to truly embrace who you are. My intention with this podcast is to help you see that you are so much more powerful than you realize. Hello, welcome back to another episode of I Love It When. I'm your host, Mo, and it's been a little bit. I was just checking out my podcast channel and I realized the last time I published a solo episode was December 28th, right before the new year. And so it's about time. It's been recommended to me that I do these solo episodes actually like every other month, because it's important that I share kind of my process, I think, and there's a lot of things that I learn along the way that people have said are helpful for their journey and where they're going. So I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to connect with you all and kind of catch up. Here we are. This episode's going to air the end of April 2024. Oh my goodness, you guys. So much has happened in the last couple of months. It's really exciting, and it's crazy to think about how fast time really goes. So there's a couple of different things that I want to share with you today on this solo episode. One of them is bathroom manifestations. Yes, you heard me right. Bathroom manifestations. I joke often that I manifested my current partner, Tom, when I was in the bathroom. And it's become less of a joke and more of really something that I've looked at and thought about creating a class around, because there has been just so many different times when I've recognized and seen patterns in my life. And this pattern came with a feeling, meaning when I was thinking about the kind of partner that I wanted, I was really thinking, I am done with these other kinds of partners I've experienced. I'm done with this old kind of relationship I used to have. I'm done with overgiving. I'm done with people pleasing. And here's what I want in my life. And I very clearly said out loud these five things that I wanted in a partner, and they all came true with Tom. So we're going to dig a little bit more into that, bathroom manifestations. And then I also want to share with you, I recently had the experience of giving a keynote at an event called Radiance, Illuminate Your Inner Power. And it was organized by Lacey Gwyther and Aubrey Taylor. And I had a fantastic time. It was actually just this last weekend. And the keynote that I gave was called I Love It When, A Walk with Mo. And during this presentation, is very interactive, like everything I do usually is. I talked about five different aspects that I have really looked at in my life that have created the most change for me. Five different aspects of my life. And they are: one, deciding I want to do something different. Two, my environment. Three, self-awareness. Four, tools for change. And then five, integration and embodiment. And so today I want to dive into the first two: deciding you want something different, and then your environment. So I want to share a little bit about that, and I want to work through the rest of those steps in another solo episode as well. And then lastly, I want to look at the cards that I pulled for you all back December 28th, 2023. I pulled three angel cards. They were Friendship and Union, Expect Miracles, and Composure. And I want to pull those cards back up again and look a little bit at the descriptions and have you think about what has transpired for you over the last 4 months. January, February, March, and April here of 2024. What has transpired, and how did those cards come up for you? And then I'm going to pull a couple cards for May as well. So I'm excited to dive into each of these topics. So let's go back to bathroom manifestations. So one of the things I've realized over the last 10 years especially is that I no longer want to use pain as a motivator. Meaning, I realized there were some times in my life that I was waiting until things got so bad that I just couldn't stand it anymore. So one of the examples I shared at my presentation for Radiance was that I was at the Seattle Art Museum, and I was there for about 4.5 years. I really enjoyed my time there. I love working around artists. I love the community. And I really enjoyed working with the docents, the tour guides. But there were a couple things that were really hard, and one of them was the pay. I was not able to make enough to really survive on my own as a single woman in Seattle. And then there were a couple projects that I was working on that just weren't making enough, like we weren't making headway on them. And that is really frustrating for me because I love progress, especially when I see what is possible. And so I started to have panic attacks in some of my meetings, and I didn't realize they were panic attacks. I'd never had one before, but my hearing started to go, and then my eyes got blotchy, like they were about to black out. And that happened two or three times. And I was like, all right, that's enough. I can't do anymore. And so I didn't have a set plan for where I was going to go. I just decided it's time for me to leave, and I'm going to just cast a wide net and see what happens next. And so I decided from that point on that I was really going to make an effort to not wait until it got so bad before I made another move in my life. And so ever since then, part of why I've been so passionate around personal growth is because digging into my personal growth and learning more about myself and recognizing patterns that I want to change has helped me to get ahead of the pain, to make decisions before it gets painful, to have confidence to make those decisions. And so with the bathroom manifestation thing, I'm willing to try anything, just about anything, I would say. I'm not going to just say anything, okay? But I'm willing to try anything that even if it feels a bit outside my comfort zone, even if it feels silly, even if it feels like, you know, people are going to think I'm crazy for doing this, as long as it's safe and it's based on love and compassion, I'm most likely going to try it. And so I've really been leaning into lately creating my own little rituals and things that feel good to me. And so I'll never forget, I think this was before COVID, so before March 2020, when I was in the bathroom doing my makeup, getting ready for the day, and I just said out loud, I am done. I am done with these people in my life, these partners in my life. It's no more. I decide today that this changes, and this is what I'm calling into my life. Yeah, this must have been June 2019, because the next year after that, I really opened myself up to dating, and I started to experience each partner or each person that I dated for like a few months. I don't really date, so this was a whole new experience for me at 38 years old. Yeah, not a big dater. Each person that I met got continuously more aligned with my true self and more spiritual. And then I met Tom, and it was just like, it just clicked immediately. So I highly encourage you, this actually kind of segues perfectly into the first step that I want to talk about, which is decide, that I talked about in my keynote with Radiance. The first thing that has helped me the most in my life is to decide that I want something different, is to draw a line in the sand and step over it and say, enough with that, on to something else. I no longer will tolerate that. And that feeling, that feels to me like I'm standing in my power, I'm making a stand, and I'm saying to myself and to other people, that no longer works for me. Here's what I'm doing now. And so you have to make a decision at some point. And I remember for so much of my life, when I was in my 20s and early 30s, I was really looking for a mentor or a coach to tell me what to do. Tell me which way to go. Tell me what job I should get next. What do I need to do next? Because I was just so desperate to feel more fulfilled, to feel more joy, to feel more peace. I was around people that said they wanted to support me, and I was in jobs like at the Seattle Art Museum that were really amazing, but I was lacking a lot of joy, and I did not realize how sad I was at times and how depressed I was. And so I made that decision in June of 2019, and things began to change after that, and that really reinforced to me the importance of making that decision and setting the intention of what I want. Yeah. So the next step that I talked about in this keynote was environment. So the other piece that I've realized is a really important key to setting myself up for success and becoming the highest and best version of myself is looking at my environment. And anybody who knows me, who has worked with me in the past, especially knows how absolutely detailed and intentional I am about my environment, down to the furniture I have around me, what I have on the wall, the colors I have around me, how it smells. All of those things matter to me. The three things I had them look at was who is around you right now, what is around you, and then what kind of input are you allowing into your energy, into your brain, into your aura. So who's around you right now? who do you allow around you? Family, friends, colleagues? Who do you allow in your space? Who do you allow to have influence over you? Who do you allow to be in your space and share with you, talk to you, give you their opinion, advice? Taking a look at who you have around you is a really important piece. Now, I always like to mention that obviously there are some people in our lives that are family that we may feel like we can't or don't want to cut off or step away from. And I don't believe necessarily that you have to cut people off or completely step away from them if you don't want to. I have had to do that with some people, and I've realized that sometimes those kinds of boundaries are necessary if they don't respect my boundaries. And then there are other people in my life, certain family members that I've really just had to keep more of a distance from. So if it affects my well-being and affects my mental health, I have to protect my peace in that way. So really take a look at who you have around you and what kind of boundaries you have up about how they interact with you. People will treat you kind of however they want, unless you tell them and give them some guidelines around that. So I really encourage you to take a look at that. The second part of that, what is around you? A lot of times people don't realize, but everything has a vibration, everything has an energy. And if your environment does not feel delicious and yummy, I encourage you to make it so. So perhaps you're living in a space that doesn't feel good and you've been thinking about moving, but you just haven't done it. Start taking those action steps to do it. For me, where I live and what it feels like matters tremendously. My energy is very much impacted by my environment. So I'm a reflector in human design. If you haven't looked into your human design, I highly recommend it. It's really fun to look into. And as a reflector, I take in everybody's energy and reflect back what I see, what I feel, what I hear. And so it's really important for me in my own space for it to be clear of clutter and really warm and inviting and a sanctuary. And so I am very intentional with where I work. When I was in an office, I did the same thing. I would put up Edison lights and I would paint the walls and I would bring in my own furniture. I did whatever I needed to do to feel my best because it influenced my work and it influenced how I am in life. So take a look at what physically is around you. Are there any objects in your house that you do not like that you've just kept there out of obligation? Maybe it's time to give them away. Maybe it's time to declutter. The third piece is input. What do you allow into your brain? What kind of music are you listening to? Is it music that is always sad? Is it music that is about sad or scary things? Are you watching TV shows or movies that are constantly amping up your cortisol, like making you anxious, making you like, are you looking for something from those movies to feel a certain way? I don't allow myself to watch, nor do I want to, scary movies or gory movies or anything that's paranormal, because I've had a fear of the dark and a fear of seeing spirits since I was little. And those are two things that I have really conquered and overcome in the last like 5-6 years. And so taking in that content that someone else decided, this is what, you know, this is, for example, with the ghosts, this is what ghosts look like. This is how they interact. This is how they're going to be. That was all decided by someone else who created that movie. So all of those kinds of things influenced how I thought spirits were and how they interact with us. I don't want someone else's decision about what that looks like to affect how I truly think about it. So I choose not to take it in. I'm also very particular about the music that I listen to, the books I take in, everything. I filter everything because I don't want to have a thought process that was designed by someone else. I want to be in charge of my thought process. I want to build myself up with content that supports what I want to be and who I am, my highest version of myself. It's really important to me. I also like to think about it when I'm thinking about a decision in my business or an opportunity that somebody has presented me with, or something in my life that I'm unsure of whether feels like it's right for me or not. I often put my hand on my heart and I say, does this feel restrictive or does it feel expansive? And then I make decisions from that place. Does it feel restrictive or expansive? And the other thing that I mentioned when I was presenting this last weekend was Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I don't know how many of you, if you Google that, if you're in a place where you can Google that, you'll probably remember that you've seen this somewhere before, but at the bottom of the triangle is your physiological needs like air, water, food, shelter, sleep, clothing, reproduction. Then it goes to safety needs, so personal security, employment, resources, health, property. Then love and belonging, which is like friendship, intimacy, family, sense of connection. Then esteem, respect, self-esteem, status, recognition, strength, and freedom. And then self-actualization is at the top of the triangle, desire to become the most that one can be. I always love to bring this up because I think we also have to keep in mind as leaders, because we are all leaders, we cannot expect people to become the best version of themselves if they don't have the bottom of the triangle figured out yet. A lot of people struggle with their actual physical safety. Are they in a safe place where, do they have a home, a roof over their heads? Do they have the food that they need? Do they have a job that provides them with the money that they need for food? So we can't expect people to work on the highest and best version of themselves until that stuff is taken care of. And so I often think about the hierarchy of needs when I'm designing a retreat, because I have to ensure that people feel absolutely well cared for and protected while they're with me, in order to even expect the possibility of them exploring the top of the triangle. So I like to keep that in mind. So if you're also in a place where you don't feel safe in your home, either because of the actual home or because of whoever you're living with, give yourself some grace. Because who you're with right now, if you don't feel safe with them, you can't expect yourself to continue to push that far outside your comfort zone. You really have to work on creating a safe environment for yourself first. So I always like to make sure to mention that. So those were the first two steps that we talked about at the Radiance event this last weekend. And I love digging into this so much. It has completely changed my life in so many ways. It may feel like small little things to you, but let me tell you, all these small little things about your environment and making the decision and setting the intention add up to huge change when you actually implement them. So on the next episode, I will dive more into the last three steps, which were self-awareness, tools for change, and then integration and embodiment. But for now, I want to talk a little bit about those three angel cards that I pulled back in December: friendship and union, expect miracles, and composure. All right, so friendship and union. I'm going to pull this up and just read a little bit from this. And I want you to think about the last 4 months and how this has shown up for you in your life. Okay. This is a time for coming together. Friendship and other connections are important now. There is a strengthening in your bonds with others and your capacity to know who your people are. You are surrounded by incredible, insightful, and encouraging people at this time, and it's important to enjoy the friendships and other connections you have. If you have felt disconnected or out of place for some time, know that you are moving into a far more supportive and joyful space now. Your angel guide is encouraging you to connect deeply with those you trust most. Ask yourself how you can bring the whole of yourself into your friendships and relationships. Be present, listen, open up, smile, laugh, venture forth, and enjoy this time. Then the extended message is, if you have felt left out recently or have been wondering if you can trust those around you, angels are giving you clear insights and information to help. Don't concern yourself about any relationships or friendships that have been fading into the background. What's important is that your vibration and energy will attract friends with whom you can be yourself and who can mirror back to you who you are. If there's something missing in a particularly important friendship, know that your angel guide is inviting you to ask yourself, what is missing here? How can I supply it? If you feel that you are struggling to make friends or you don't know who your friends are, invite your angels to assist you in making connections with those who can share and receive in a loving, balanced way. Your angel friends are ready to help you form incredible unions. I love this. So now, even now, as I'm thinking about this and reading this, friendship has actually been a big topic of conversation for me with different people over the last couple of months. I've let go of a number of different friends over the last 5-6 years, and that is not normal for me to do. But I really had to realize that one of the lessons I had to learn over the last 42 years is that not everybody is for me. I needed more friends who supported me as much as I supported them and gave me a similar kind of energy that I gave them. I had a lot of friendships before where it was really just about me pouring into them, and then I would leave their presence feeling depleted. And it was not fair. It's not truly fair. And so I've been thinking a lot about friendship and how to talk about it more, because especially as a coach, you know, and in the healing community, a lot of healers, when they're working with clients and people, they get people who say, oh my God, I just want to be friends with you, because they feel this warmth and this energy coming off of them. And it's a really beautiful thing. But I think what people have to realize and what we kind of have to teach each other is, it's one thing to have kindness and compassion for people and to want to build community, but I can't be friends with everybody. I can't have a deep level of connection with probably more than like 5 people. And so, and I think sometimes also I realize that a lot of people come to me and want to be my friend, but they don't really know that they're not giving back to me. They're not really aware. It just feels really good for them to be in my energy. And that might feel, if you're listening to this and you don't know me, that might feel like a little cocky for me to say, but I've been told that many times over my life, that I'm very grounding. I'm like a little bit like a sunshine. And sometimes I help people to forget their problems for a little bit. But they don't really think about, well, what am I offering Margaret, or what am I bringing to the table? And so it's been a really interesting road to navigate that and to share with people like, hey, at this moment in time, I don't think we can be friends right now. It's such a strange concept, right? So I love that that card came up again, because I actually have not looked at this since that last episode in December. All right, let's look at Expect Miracles. Now you might be wondering, like, why am I going back over these cards from December? Well, how often do you pause to reflect on some activity that you did from just a couple months ago? When you take the time to pause like this, even though, you know, it's just taken me about 10 minutes to read these cards and go over them, different levels of awareness will come up. Things will like click into place if you take a moment to reflect and see how far you've come and see what lessons you still have to learn. Taking just a few minutes every day or a few minutes a week even can bring you a new level of learning that you didn't expect. So expect miracles. Miracles occur naturally. They are always ready to unfold. Your angels are encouraging you to prepare yourself for them now. A miracle doesn't have to be an extravagant change in circumstances. It can be a simple shift of energy that creates a wave of love in your life. If you need something positive to happen, or you are praying hard for something, this card brings you the message that something exciting and healing is about to unfold. In order to help this along, you are being guided by your angels to recognize and honor your own worth. Realize that you are absolutely worthy of miracles, and they will unfold in your life. Your entire life has been brought together by miracles. They are happening all the time, and the miracle that you need isn't a difficult one, because in the hands of the divine, anything is possible. The extended message is, place yourself in a golden light. Remember that the light of God is within you, right there in the heart of your being, your soul. Good things can happen for you, but in order to manifest something wonderful in your life, you have to believe that it is possible. You could be seeing the miracle you need as impossible or even as too big for you to achieve. Ultimately, this is exactly what is blocking it from happening. So change it now. Your angel guide is inviting you to open your mind and heart and see what you need being delivered to you. Feel that it is already in your life. Feel grateful for all your blessings, and you will allow the miracles you deserve to unfold. I love this. So definitely since December 28th, I have had miracles pop into my life. So I would love to hear what has happened for you over the last 4 months that came up totally unexpected. That was a miracle. I would actually love for you to comment on this episode on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, wherever you see this. I would love for you to comment and share a miracle that has happened for you over the last 4 months. Please do. All right. Now the last card is composure. Take time to gather your thoughts and energy, because there's a good chance that you're experiencing a buildup of frustration and annoyance at this time. You are a passionate, loving, and joyful being, but at the same time, you don't want to be taken for granted or underestimated. The warrior within you wants to rise up and fight, or at least prove your skills, talents, and worth. But drawing this card indicates that right now you're not going to be respected or heard in the way that you deserve. Angel wisdom is guiding you to retreat, reflect, and compose yourself before proceeding further. So, Take time to ask your angels and guides to help you compose your thoughts and your energy. Know that the divine hand of God is upon this situation and everyone involved, and there's no need to worry about anyone's karma but your own. Just retreat, refuel, and regain your composure. This card encourages you to step into the energy of equanimity. Equanimity is a Zen-like state in which you refrain from reacting to a situation out of fear and separation. Right now, angels of pure divine light are helping you feel guarded and guided and encouraging you to recognize that you have an incredible force of love within you. Oh, I love that. That is definitely something that has helped me to remain calm when different situations pop up. For example, with this topic of friendship, there have been a couple of people who have reached out to me over the last couple of months who I haven't heard from in years. And it's been so strange to see it happening because these are people that I no longer speak with anymore. And I don't know if this happens for you if you're listening, but sometimes when someone reaches out to me that I haven't heard from in years and we haven't, maybe didn't end on good terms or didn't end in a way that felt good for both of us, I get this level of anxiousness in my chest, in my heart. And it's been cool to see that the more learning I do, the more growth that I have, the more composure that I have. And so I'm not a reactive person at all. But what I have feared in the past is working with or talking with reactive people. And so I think immediately my system kind of goes into a bit of fight or flight type of response. And so it's been interesting and great to see that lesson and to see myself come now from a place of curiosity. Well, this is interesting. I wonder why this is happening. I wonder what this means. That's kind of where I've approached it from. So super cool to go back over those cards with you. I'd love to hear again, like, how have these played out for you in your life? And what have you seen come up for you over the last 4 months? Hey, I'm popping in for a moment to let you know that if you're interested in working with me one-on-one in a small group, or you'd like to attend one of my upcoming retreats, please reach out or add yourself to my email list. You can go to iloveitwhen.org and scroll to the bottom where you'll see there's a spot to sign up. I also love to speak, teach, and create experiences for small, medium, or large size companies. If you know someone that I should know, please connect us. I'm looking to utilize I Love It When to create global change, and that will require collaborating with all of you. You're all so much more powerful than you realize. Remind yourself of that today. All right, now I'm going to pull two cards for us for May. I'm going to have to shuffle it for a second, so excuse the pause. Oh, interesting. Okay. I'm just going to pull one card. It's Harmony and Resolution. This is interesting because it came out for someone. I pulled a card for someone at the Radiance event this last weekend, and this is the card that came out. So perhaps this is something that we all needed to hear. So I'll pull this up to the screen so you can see an image of her, Harmony and Resolution. This is for May. Angels of harmony and healing are with you to help you resolve any conflicts that have been disturbing your inner peace. You are being encouraged to call in the light of God and surrender any concerns you have so that the divine can resolve them. Your angel guide is suggesting you release any need to be right or to get your point across, for this will only create more hostility. This is a time to focus on your own inner peace. Dedicate time and energy to doing what you can to make yourself feel comforted and comfortable. Through being more caring towards yourself, you will create harmonious energy that will wash out like a wave to all those around you. Trust that this will happen and harmony will be restored. The extended message is, angel guidance is encouraging you to stand down from any conflicts that are going on in your life right now. Take a step back to collect your thoughts and breathe. Angels cannot help you unless you create space for them to intervene, and they are with you now and willing to restore peace. They want you to know that they are aware of your challenges and the concerns you have, but unless you have faith that harmony can be restored, nothing can change. This is a time for you to visualize yourself, the situation, and everyone involved, enveloped in a golden light of goodness and grace. It's important to know that angels of peace are encouraging you to let them bring peace to the situation. Trust the process. Oh, that makes me laugh because my life is one big trust the process right now. So that is lovely. Okay, I would love to hear from you guys on how that resonated with you, for sure. And thank you so much for sticking with me. I look forward to connecting with you next time and diving deeper into self-awareness, tools for change, integration, and embodiment. And if there's anything else that you feel called to, like that you would love to hear more about from me, please reach out to me and let me know if there's a particular episode or topic that you would like me to dig into more. I really love hearing from you. I would really love for you to reach out to me and just share with me what resonates for you and what you want to hear more of. So thank you so much. Have a lovely rest of your day.